Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I am fired up today. It is the 12th day of December, 2007. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. We're going to be joined for a full hour by Ron Paul's son, Rand Paul. And we're going to be talking about the philosophy of liberty, a little bit of background on Ron Paul. I'm going to dig it out of him, some stories about his daddy, maybe some things you haven't heard out there about the congressman, and also the blimp that's set to launch in the next few days, as well as the Ron Paul blimp tour of the East Coast, as the money bomb coming up Sunday. It is all coming up today. Virus starts like a cold, but can be a killer. MSNBC, new form of virus is spreading, but level of threat is unknown. It targets young and healthy people. That's who it's most deadly acting upon. This came out. 9/11 victims' lawyers blast Ground Zero toxic air lies in court as the truth, the full magnitude of the cover-up, how they premeditatedly didn't even try to give the firefighters, police, and emergency workers the protective breathing apparatus that they needed. Former CIA interrogator, we carried out torture because the White House told us to do so, ordered us to do so. We already have the memos and the orders. We already knew this, but now they're testifying in Congress to this, and we have some clips coming up. One of those clips, Guantanamo legal advisor, Brigadier General, refuses to say that Iranians waterboarding Americans would be tortured. They're saying, not going to answer that question. Well, it's in the CIA training manual as torture. It's in the 500-year-old French Inquisition manuals. It's torture. Housing slump damages state revenue, report states. Now, we covered this a few weeks ago when it first broke, but now we're seeing some of the aftermath. As states are told, hey, that AAA corporate paper you bought, those government investments and private investments, that stuff's toilet paper. And they're even telling them now that they can't give them all their money back, despite the fact that the contracts they signed with them stated that if it was improperly rated, they could cash out for the original amount they put in. Also, a great story from truthnews.us by Kurt Nemo that I want to try to spend some time covering. DARPA's control freak technology, going over some of these systems they're putting in place across the planet. But first off, when we get back, when Texas Governor Rick Perry this year went to Istanbul, Turkey, to meet with the Bilderberg Group for their, 54th meeting, when he traveled there, we pointed out that any time someone is only a few guests are brought each year, about 110 are actually elite members of Bilderberg, another 15 or so are guests. It's a big deal. And that with Gordon Brown, with Tony Blair, with Bill Clinton, with George Herbert Walker Bush, if you get taken there while you're a congressman or member of parliament or a governor, you are going to be El Presidente, or they are going to push you for El Presidente. And we pointed this out, and now it's in the news. Not Rick Perry running for president, Rick Perry for vice president. So we're going to be discussing this, and he gave a speech yesterday. I have the transcript here, and he said, since there's no Texan on the ballot, we've had so many Texans run for president or been president, I think it's New York's turn. That's why I'm for Giuliani, Mr. Anti-Gun, Pro-Open Borders, Pro-Abortion. And then he said, well, Ron Paul's running, and you're not going to endorse him? And he said, no, and walked off the podium. So that is all coming up, and now it turns out that Pretty Boy is lined up to be Giuliani's running mate. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphasia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're about to plunge directly into vital news and information across the planet, right here in the United States, and from right here in Austin, deep in the heart of Texas, where we're transmitting to you from concerning Lord Perry. I do just want to encourage everybody that UPS has now told us, because of the huge volume of Christmas, they can normally ship anywhere in the U.S. in 5 days. That means even Alaska. Most places in 2 days. Or 3 days, but it could take as long as 6 days to get your package if you're in rural areas or if you are in places like Alaska, because it ships out of Texas, and we have a map actually hanging in the wall there. 4 or 5 states around us, it's 1 day, and then states around that, it's 2 days, and some of the fringe states, it's 3 days, and then Alaska, it's 4 days. But they're saying it could take up to 2 more days than that on average. So it might take 1 day normally in Texas. It might take 3. It might take, say, if you're in Nebraska, it might take normally 3 days. It might take 5. So you need to get your orders in by Sunday night at midnight. And we're going to be working here Saturday and Sunday, the little elves there in the InfoWars Command Center, to ship all this out to you. And everything that comes in through Sunday midnight, they're going to bust their hind ends and ship it all Monday. And then if orders come in Tuesday, they're going to try to ship it all Tuesday. We've gotten up to the day of shipping now. And the 2 books we had back ordered, in the online video and bookstore at InfoWars.com, the debunking, 9/11 debunking, that just came in this morning. Monday. The Bilderberg books came in, plus a bunch of extras, so we could fill the back orders there and get all your orders out now. And so we do have the Bilderberg, Club Bilderberg book that is out of stock everywhere. Go to Amazon. It's out of stock. We have it. We're shipping it now. And so if you get your order in today, the next few days, we shouldn't be sold out by then, though. It's going quick. This thing's hot. You will get it before Christmas. Again, let's say you ordered Sunday night. It ships Monday. Even in Alaska, you should get it by Friday. If not, it'll be Monday, the day before Christmas. So I guess UPS also delivers on Saturday. You should probably get it that Saturday. But if you live anywhere else in the U.S., piece of cake. Or why not just not worry about it and order now so it ships out this week. Order now, ladies and gentlemen, and it's shipping out this week for all U.S. customers. If you're Canadian, you've got until really Friday to order to ensure you get it, and that's with UPS. If you're ordering Postal Service, if your order goes in today, you've got a chance to get it before Christmas. The Postal Service, even though we ship priority, is just horrible. So if you want Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, or Loose Change, Final Cut, or Club Bilderberg, the latest edition, or if you want InfoWars, the music of Endgame and Terror Storm, only $9.95, or you want the film, Terror Storm's Final Cut. Big fat link, topofprisonplanet.com. I'll tell you right now, I don't get off into the whole massive, you know, pagan side of Christmas with Santa Claus and the rest of it, though I think my wife has snuck in wicked snowmen and snowmen cakes and things in the house, which I don't mind eating. But the point is, it's a great reason to educate people. It's a great reason to give them an end game, to give them a Loose Change Final Cut, to give them a Club Bilderberg. And Christmas is also a wonderful time to remember Jesus and his birth, and at the same time to also spend time with your family. And should you give them a $20 tie, or should you give them a $10.95 end game? You can get it that low discounted in some of the packages. Should you give them a Loose Change Final Cut, or should you give them a bottle of wine? It'll give them a DWI. Should you give them a sweater that costs $50 and that they won't wear, or should you give them a $5.95 American Dictators? Now is the time. The InfoWar is on. Go to InfoWars.com today. Order the documentary films. Order the books, the videos. Look at all the specials we've got. Or call the toll-free number and ask them about different specials. There's like 20 of them. Several of them are special Christmas specials. And, they're just this month. You can ask them about that. They can answer all your questions and take your order at 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And I'm not buying anybody anything for Christmas unless it's water filters, which I always give to people that don't have them in the family, though I've given them to everybody now, or if it's documentary films and books. I do not go out and fight the crowds. I do not go out and have the security guards pat me down. I do not go out and run the gauntlet of the traffic and people snatching and grabbing junk. It's been wonderful. I haven't been shopping other than ordering some books and videos that my family doesn't already have, and sending a micro FM transmitter to some family that wanted to put one up. And that was a little $1,500 gift. But that's the InfoWar, isn't it? That's what I do. That's what I spend my time and my money and my energy on, ladies and gentlemen. And so, again, in closing, prisonplanet.tv. Prisonplanet.tv. All 17 of my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, hundreds of my weekly TV reports, hundreds of special in-studio interviews, thousands of audio interviews, and now the servers are so high-powered, the last 6 months of stuff we put up there is just crystal clear, almost as good as DVD. Before that, it's high quality, and then you go back 3-plus years ago, you're still better than Google or YouTube, but it's not very good. We've got a project now to put all the old videos and tapes and shows up in the new super high quality. I mean, it's at 4 times T1. That's how fast. If you've got systems that fast, you can download or stream it. It's in high, medium, and low in 3 different formats. And, I mean, you can hardly tell it's not DVD in the highest quality. I mean, it is such a great tool. And PrisonPlanet.tv, I just want to thank all the members of PrisonPlanet.tv. for their support. We couldn't do what we're doing without it. I couldn't expand the websites. I couldn't have hired Kurt Nemo. I couldn't have Steve Watson and Paul Watson and Ryan Slickeisen and Aaron Dykes and Mike Nelson and Trey Kincaid and all the other people that are in here. I don't know if they want their names on there, but Amanda and, of course, Michelle and Weldon Henson and Dwayne Cooch. And I could just continue. The whole team wishes you a wonderful Christmas and a safe holidays that we've now entered the depths of here. And just everybody should be careful out there on the roads with all the drunks and the checkpoints and Big Brother and the rest of it. But PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, the cost of two cups of coffee for your membership. Get a yearly membership for the month of December and get 5+ months free. You pay for 6.7 months and you get 5.3 months free. You cannot beat this deal. And it is the number one source in the info war out there. And you can just download or burn to disk, to CD, all my films, everything. It is an armory in the info war. It is waiting for you now to use it. Okay, I just spent 5 minutes on that. The point is, I also want to thank, I've got all these new affiliates, and I get so busy that we don't post our affiliates. You know why we don't do that? Because people in the past have done a few national campaigns where they call up and harass them, 4 or 5 phone calls. It's not a big deal, but we just don't like to have our stations get bugged. We want to you to promote them locally if you're listening to them. Also, other competing networks that have parasited off the back of Genesis years ago would go and try to go after the sponsors, go after the affiliates, so we don't post them. But I should get on air and thank all these affiliates. And we just got a new affiliate in New Mexico, affiliates in Tennessee. 13:30 a.m., I live in South Austin. That thing's in Cameron, and it comes in a little scratchy in South Austin, clear in North Austin, crystal clear in Waco. Past Waco, I can visit family in Freestone County in East Texas, east of I-45, and listen to it. I want to tell everybody about that. 13:30 a.m. Same folks that own KCAA that blasts us into San Diego and Los Angeles. Wonderful people. Tell everybody in Central Texas about 13:30 a.m. I was just listening to that last week. I'm like, they also carry Derry Brownfield off Genesis and some other stuff, so we're very, very thankful for that. Okay, I'm done. I'm done ranting. I'm done going off the deep end on all this. Here's what's going on. Governor Rick Perry didn't go to Bilderberg Group to tell them about federalism. That's what his press release stated. It signals a new phase of arrogance by these haughty individuals when they go on C-SPAN and call for New World Order and world government, where they released some of the first documents from the Bilderberg Group to the BBC 3 years ago, going, yeah, we set up the European Union in 49 and then officially set it up in 57. Yeah, we run things. Yeah, we're setting up a North American Union. But then if you say you don't like it, we say you're crazy and it doesn't exist. Remember, Bilderberg didn't exist, and then it was in the Statesman, Dallas Morning News, Houston Chronicle, and CNN, and local TV all over the state. And all those millions of people that heard that nut talk about that imaginary group. I remember 12 years ago on radio getting calls going, can I have cheese on that Bilderberger? I don't know why that's the joke people always throw out. Or, can I have some tomatoes on that Bilderberger? You're nuts, man! There ain't no secret groups! America's run by us, the people. Yeah, that's why every major poll, we're against open borders, war, New World Order, but they just still cram it down our throat, both parties, right, Jack? You put that in your pipe and smoke it. I'm desperately trying to save this country. I'm talking about real stuff, and you people that laugh at us better wake up. All right, I'm digressing. I apologize. So, going back to what I was saying there, that haughty creature, that Jezebel, Rick Perry. I know Jezebel means a woman. I understand that. I've used that on purpose. Well, we'll tell you what that Jezebel is up to when we get back. That's right. Talking about him doing something very special with a particularly nasty individual. So we'll be breaking it down on the other side in detail. And then we got three guests today as well.
10 Anders are from Midas, December 12, 2007. Gold, 8-14-50-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $838.95, 4-13-45 for half, 206.73 for quarter. That's $838.95, 406.45, 206.73. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report, Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Here's a clip of Austin's Fox 7 News reporting on Rick Perry with a nice little jab at Ron Paul. Here it is.
Rudy Giuliani officially files to get on the ballot here in Texas with the help of Governor Perry? And could Ron Paul drop out of the Republican race? Fox 7's Mike Rosen, live at the state capitol. Mike.
Mike, let's start with Giuliani and Perry. Of course, Perry filed Giuliani's paperwork for him today at state GOP party headquarters.
Let me deliver to you his application, and I think you'll find everything in order.
Well, I sure hope so. Perry saying today he has no second thoughts about endorsing Giuliani so early. Perry is good friends with neighboring governor Mike Huckabee of Arkansas, who is surging in the polls. The two are philosophically alike. Regarding his endorsement, Perry says it's the first time in 20-something years he's actually had to think deeply about who to support.
There was a Texan on the ballot all those other years, and the decision was pretty much made at that particular time, whether it was a Bush or whether it was Phil Graham.
Well, there is a Texan on the ballot this time. His name is Ron Paul, campaigning in Iowa today, but he is a holdover from the Libertarian Party, and after a bit of a surge, is now slipping in the polls. This past weekend, the Libertarian National Committee voted to take Ron Paul back as a Libertarian candidate for president if he decides the GOP run just isn't working out for him.
We're sending a message to Ron Paul and his supporters that if the Republican Party doesn't want anything to do with Ron Paul, we sure would be happy to have him run for office again as a Libertarian.
Paul, you might remember, ran for president unsuccessfully as a Libertarian candidate back in 1988. His campaign told the Libertarian National Committee, thanks but no thanks. Ron Paul will continue his campaign as a Republican candidate. Benedict, who we just heard from, says there are a couple of reasons that that Libertarians will not jump into the Republican primaries across the country to support Ron Paul. One, he says there simply just aren't enough Libertarians around to make that big of a difference in GOP primaries. And secondly, he doesn't want it to impact what he calls the future of the Libertarian Party. Reporting live from the state
capitol. And that's because they're scum. That's because they're little greedy liberal scum in the Libertarian Party. Most of them are Greens now. Oh, yeah, the tens of millions of Libertarians, that wouldn't make any difference if you voted for Ron Paul. Now, you just heard a big trick there. It's a trick. And they've done this throughout history. They'll claim that there's some court hearing to decide whether somebody's property can be taken, and then the court will switch the date to 5 hours earlier or a day before, and then you show up on the wrong day and they say, you didn't know, we already took your property. Or it's already been decided, or they're going to bulldoze the community recreation center, or whatever is unpopular with the people, they'll just hide it. What are you talking about? That's what they just did. It's the same type of trick. They just said, oh, Ron Paul's slipping. Ron Paul had a surge, but it's over for him now. And then they just announced. It's kind of like what Mark Twain said, rumors of my demise have been greatly exaggerated. See, that's a tactic. They do that in business. You know, like say you own a restaurant and they say, oh, let's say the restaurant's closed for a day for maintenance, and you tell your customers, oh, no, that's shut down now by the health department. Or, oh, no, that car dealership isn't open anymore. Or, oh, no, they're not doing too good over there. Yeah. Ron Paul, after a surge in the polls, he's not doing too well. Actually, every major poll I've seen, unless it's these stage polls where they don't ask about Ron Paul, they ask about other candidates, never say his name, and then say, oh, Ron Paul didn't even show up in the poll because he wasn't in the poll. See, it's dirty tricks. Yeah, he's just raised more money than anybody in the quarter. He's gone from 4 points to 8 points to 15 points in New Hampshire. And then they just play that game and just say, oh, no. Oh, no, Ron Paul, he's in deep trouble. He's slipping. He doesn't have any support. Oh, no, there's $11.5 million raised this quarter so far with another 16, 17 days left in the month. And there's a money bomb coming up Saturday that the bookmakers are saying will raise at least $6 million, 3-to-1 odds. And there's a giant blimp launching for $300,000 raised by supporters up and down the East Coast. And they're using Huckabee, who does have a glass jaw. They've got Republican-Democratic memos out on how they're literally pushing him now. The media is saying he's the winner to take conservatives and conservative Christians away from Ron Paul. It's all about positioning Hillary. But I'll finish up with the Giuliani info. How it ties into Rick Perry. Big news on the other side of this break.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Dad, we need your help finishing the Christmas tree.
Okay, boys. I've just got a few more Uncivil Liberties DVDs to ship out today.
Why did you guys make Uncivil Liberties?
You know how we like to look at those cool illustrations on Rents.com?
Yeah, David D's rocks.
I like the chips one.
Well, those aren't chocolate chips. Those are little tracking devices the government wants to put under our skin someday to track us.
You mean the government's not the good guys?
Well, they should be the good guys. They're supposed to do what we, the people, say they should do. But these days, the people are too busy watching their favorite TV shows to keep an eye on the government.
You mean like SpongeBob?
Yeah, that's right. So we made Uncivil Liberties to help remind everyone to keep an eye on what's happening, not to fall asleep.
Asleep? It's not even bedtime yet.
Exactly.
Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I have to space out my research time very, very carefully. But I spend about 20 minutes a day. I'll spend as much as 2 hours a day before. It's very addicting. Scanning and looking for patterns. Just using search engines with keywords. And you can see the talking points on Ron Paul. Every 2 weeks or so, they change their attack pattern because nothing's been working as well as they'd like. It's had some effect. But basically, what you just heard in that Fox News piece was the equivalent of them saying Ron Paul's dead. Yeah, Ron Paul, he died. Yeah, he's not in the race anymore. But it's more watered down. Oh, he had some success in the polls, but now he's sinking, and you know, he may drop out. The Libertarians offered for him to come over. They're not supporting him either as a Republican. And, yeah, Rick Perry says there's no Republican running from Texas, so he's supporting Giuliani. The whole thing was an attack on Ron Paul and a promotion of Giuliani. And I didn't just see it there this morning. I walked in this morning, and this Fox clip was pointed out to me by trade. No, I saw this the last week in the news going, yeah, Ron Paul's surge is over. Yeah, Ron Paul's not doing well. Yeah, look at these three polls where Ron Paul got zero. And they just list the poll name, but don't tell you that if you go to those polls either. We played these on air. People actually getting the poll calls. And we've gotten the copies of the polls. This has been in the news. That either they say, well, are you for Huckabee? Are you for Romney? Or are you for Giuliani? Or are you for McCain? Or other. And then Ron Paul only gets 5%. But in some where they say he doesn't even show up, they just list four or five candidates, and then there's no other. Or there'll be a none of the above, and they'll just say none of the above. See, and then you hear, oh, Ron Paul, he's not doing well. He has won every TV poll, which are per telephone or per IP address, except one Fox News one where he was winning by more than 12 points until they closed the poll. And then an hour later said, oh, guess what? Mitt Romney won. And it's disgusting. Mitt Romney's been an open border anti-gun pusher. Oh, you mean he'll say he's pro-gun, but then be pro-NRA, let's pass new gun laws. See, they say they support it, but then stab you in the back. But forget Romney, who is much better than Giuliani. Giuliani is the son of a mob boss who did time for armed robbery. That's been in a few major newspapers. I know that sounds incredible. It's true. He is connected to all these mobsters and all these payoffs and corruption and a bunch of his own people being indicted and going to jail. That's why the globalists love him. They can pull the plug on him anytime they want. He's got a mausoleum, a catacomb full of skeletons. Maybe even more than the Clintons per capita. I mean, this guy is just unbelievable. Then you expand out from there. He's pro-abortion. He tried to legalize all illegal aliens, as the mayor of New York, Bloomberg's doing right now. He is, again, pro-abortion, pro-open borders, totally anti-gun, total police state supporter. But he gets endorsed by Pat Robertson, who actually said in a statement, well, that the pro-life issue isn't as important as his anti-terror, you know, the Islamo-fascist. Yeah, the Islamo-fascist kill 50 million people? No. But Roe v. Wade did. So you have Giuliani, who literally is a ringer, and he's just like Kerry against Bush, but now they're passing a baton, appointing a bunch of Clinton people to the Justice Department, to the State Department, and to the White House. The White House is advising Hillary, writing her speeches. By the way, the source on that is Reuters, the Dallas Observer, and a half dozen other. I was on a syndicated show in North Carolina, and a White House person called in, gave a White House writer's name. I don't know if it was really him, but he sounded like it. And he just said, how dare you lie and say that? You liar, prove it. I Googled it on air and hammered him straight down into Hades. See, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that anymore, punk. You're not going to do your deeds in the dark anymore. You're going to slit this country's throat. You're going to do it right out in front of everybody. You bunch of scum. Bunch of New World Order trash. And they use ideologies. They'll use anti-communists to set up a police state when they run the whole communist system. They'll use anti-Islamo-fascists when they again created and control the Islamo-fascists. They'll use the Zionist movement to be their foot soldiers today, or the Christian Zionists. It's disgusting. You people are disgusting in the government. It's just an ideology, a shake-and-bake ideology the establishment technocrats give you. They could care less about the ideology. They just use it as a mode of control over you. And you go out and do murders and terrorist acts and crimes, and you do it all in the name of your filthy ideology. You know, I've got an ideology that's very important and constitutional and based in reality and liberty. But I don't do anything immoral. A lot of revolutionary groups, you know, I'll steal, I'll do this, I'll do that. You know, I'll do anything because what we're doing, the end justifies the means. I don't play that game. All right, I'm already digressing here. The point I'm trying to get to here is that if there was ever a doubt of how bankrupt and wicked the Republican Party is, they stand on no issues. They stand on no issues. And, you know, people attack Giuliani because he's known to have a penchant to like to dress up like women. Perry's his good friend, of course, then. You know, that doesn't matter. Side issue. You know, Bush likes gay prostitutes in the White House. Pretty bad, folks. But you know what? That's nothing compared to running white slavery rings or bombarding countries for 17 years or starting wars or putting cancer viruses in the vaccines or vetoing laws that would ban mercury in vaccines. You know, that's the stuff that matters in the final equation. But just look at them, a pack of pro-open border, pro-abortion, anti-gun trash to a man, absolute filth to a man, and look at who National Review endorses. Look at the people they endorse. Look at who they push. Look at who they try to cram down our throats. When we have not just somebody who's a good conservative or a libertarian, but a statesman, an honorable person, someone who has a record of doing what they say they're going to do, someone who is the polar opposite of what we have in Washington today, and what do we see? Pat Robertson, that piece of trash. And I don't want to hear it from you anymore. I mean, we had people get really mad at us, and we even lost a few affiliates when Pat Robertson went on air in 2000 and said China's doing what it has to do with forced abortion in China. And then his clarification on CNN was, yeah, I mean, they got too many people. And people called up saying, I'm of the devil, maybe Pat's right. You know what? You're not Christians. You're scum. You are. You are filth. Go join Pastor Hagee. Say Jesus isn't the Messiah. This isn't a religious show. My point is, these people are the polar opposites of what they say they are. They say they're Christian conservatives, but they're for gay marriage, abortion, open borders, Jesus isn't the Messiah. I've had it with you. I've had it with you. You are disgusting trash. So go to your little social clubs, go play racquetball at your big mega church and prance around and cheat on each other. You know, most of these churches are swingers clubs, folks. And I don't say that for effect. I mean, that's what they are. They're business clubs. They're swinger clubs. That's all it is. It's a daycare center for the kids while the guys go out on the golf course and the women go out and have sex with the greenskeepers. That's what trash America yuppiedom is all about. Well, let me tell you something. You stood for nothing, so you're going to fall. Your dollar's already been devalued by 60%, you dumb twits. You love tyranny. You love open borders. You love being a fake conservative. You are the enemies of America and enemies of this republic. You are scum. You are cancer to this nation. I just can't handle Giuliani, who looks just like Nosferatu. I mean, he literally, with no makeup, could star in the next Nosferatu movie. You ever seen the old German Nosferatu? I mean, it must be Giuliani's grandpa. I mean, the guy, I don't usually go off a cover, but I mean, you know, his actions fit. The guy looks like Day of the Dead. His dad's an armed robbery mob boss. You couldn't make it up. And we've got this appointed governor, Rick Perry, who won by less than 40% of the vote, what, 37, 38, in a stage 3-4-way race. The people running, the Strayhorn knew what she was doing. Kingy Freeman meant well. I'm glad he's running again. The point is, all this is going on. Yeah, this whole thing swirling around. And what do we get in the middle of it? We get the Republicans thinking nothing of their conservative base and saying, you know what, we'll stick the pacifier of the war on your mouth and you can suck on it and go, nom, nom, nom. That's right, don't let the Islamo-fascists get you while we leave the border wide open and give everybody driver's license and welfare cards. I mean, literally. Nothing to do with security. We've got blips going up over all the major cities, and we're scanning your face everywhere and scanning your driver's license and your license plates, and we're going to try to force you to take inoculations. And the NSA is listening to you, and torture is good, and Blackwater's going to operate domestically, and we're going to pass a bunch of new gun laws, and isn't it conservative? And you go, yes, it is. So here's the big news. As if that isn't enough, Perry in the Dallas Morning News puts out a press release and goes to the imaginary Bilderberg group. Oh, I still get emails every week saying it doesn't exist. Just like SPP doesn't exist, NAU doesn't exist, none of it exists. Trans-Texas Corridor doesn't exist. They're building it, press releases, announcements, it's big signs up everywhere. It doesn't exist, just obvious. So I'm going to talk about imaginary things now. Perry goes to the, that's how dumb they think you are. That's how they treat you. Governor Rick Perry is taken as one of 15-member guests each year to Bilderberg. He meets with the Queen of the Netherlands and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. He goes to Istanbul, Turkey. He has the chutzpah, the gall, the bravado, the machismo to go to the meeting and openly announce it, and then guess who a bunch of the Bilderberg group members are? Oh, they're the heads of Centra. They're the heads of the banks financing it. They're the ones handing over the highways. 8,000 miles. There's only 7,000 miles of toll roads in the country. Texas is 8,000 miles. That's their TxDOT's official announcement to Centra for no money. The state builds it, finances it, maintains it, and then they just give part of the money to the state. Literal handover. Literal like a queen. You know, Queen Isabella saying, I give you the Americas. It's just, I cede to thee. They just, aha, it's yours. 99% in some polls, 97% in other polls in Texas are against it. The legislature passes a law against it. Perry says, vetoed, I do what I want. He goes and meets with these criminals. He violates the Logan Act to go sell out of state in a secret business meeting. Not allowed to do that. And then guess who Giuliani is the head lawyer for? He owns Bricewell and Giuliani. He merged with them 4 years ago, 3.5 years ago, and he is the actual acting lawyer that does the deals. It's even his portfolio is Centra of Spain. By the way, they're all over the country, but Texas is their big grab, more than the whole nation. The North American Union funding mechanism is the Napa Superhighway. And the first major leg of its hub is from Kansas City through Oklahoma down into Texas. So if you're in Missouri or Kansas or Oklahoma or Texas, you are absolute front lines. On up into Indiana, Illinois, Minnesota, it's the whole deal. And that's just one of 83 of these they're grabbing. They're grabbing the roads, saying it doesn't exist while they do it. Giuliani's running the whole thing. And now I've got three different news articles saying Perry is being considered as his running mate. I told you 4 months ago, 5 months ago, however long ago he went, I said, you watch, he's going to end up being a VP or he's going to end up running for president. People said, oh, we've already had too many Texans. But see, that'll balance the ticket out, having a New Yorker. But don't worry, and Northerners always do that. When a Southerner runs, they almost always go for a vice president who's a Northerner. Clinton didn't do that. He went with the Tennessean and broke that tradition. Albert Gore Jr. So you put it together, it's a perfect move, and I predict now, I mean, it's a 95% chance. I hope I'm wrong, but I'm not going to be. If we make a big enough fuss about this, maybe. I predict now that Governor Rick Perry is going to be the vice presidential running mate, bringing Texas, the West, and the South in for that little monster, Giuliani. Giuliani, that effeminate twit, that transvestite with Rick Perry. I mean, that's who we end up with, ladies and gentlemen, running against Hillary, and then those two can take the fall, but that further positions Perry for 4 years from now, 8 years from now. And by the way, they vacation together. They're constantly together. It's probably going to be Perry Schwarzenegger, Perry president, Schwarzenegger vice president, if they're able to amend that. And after the big nuke attack or whatever they're going to launch, believe me, they're going to have constitutional conventions, and they're going to trash everything. I mean, you think you've been raped now. You think your credit cards are maxed out now. You know, my uncle lives out in the country, and the Swan truck comes by. You know, he goes to the grocery store every few weeks, but Swan truck comes by once a week. And the Swan truck guy told him it's the worst he's ever seen business in years and years driving. Everybody's credit cards are maxed out. They're saving their money to buy fuel to drive to work in East Texas. Who knows if they'll even have routes out to the country anymore? I mean, it's all right. That's just another little indicator on the ground. Meanwhile, we have a mob boss who will be running with, and this is in Dallas News, Austin News, Atlantic, TheAtlantic.com. Got a bunch of these. All right here in front of me. This is what we're treated to. This is what is put in our face. And we're told it's conservative. I mean, this guy, was for complete total amnesty of all illegal aliens. This guy, I mean, if he was a Democrat, fine, be for gay marriage. The point is, he's the polar opposite of a Republican. And they're going to bring Huckabee out to try to steal votes from Paul as a counterbalance, because Paul was number two or number three or number one. Not even commissioned one of them, was Zogby, number two or number three or number one in all the polls of religious conservatives. And now Huckabee is stealing some of his, but Ron Paul's already gained so much trajectory, he's going almost straight up right now. He would break through. He would get the nomination. He would win. He's the only candidate that could beat Hillary. I saw more numbers and more data on that today where they're admitting that the entire Republican field, and then they mention all the big guys, will totally fail because of their pro-war stance and other issues, and that people are sick of Republicans. They don't mention Ron Paul. In every statistical analysis, Ron Paul. So, Republicans, hey, go ahead and go for your mob boss, open borders guy, and your Bilderberg guy who couldn't even get 39% of the vote in Texas but still is our governor. And just thanks a lot, America. You're going to be raped completely. You're going to be totally financially destroyed, and you all asked for it. Thank you. We'll be right back with some global news.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist with the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Hello, this is IMC Polling, calling with a one-question opinion poll regarding the 2008 Republican presidential primaries.
Okay. What do you want me to say?
Your primary election was held today. Who would you vote for? Press 1 for John McCain. Press 2 for Rudy Giuliani. Press 3 for Fred Thompson. Press 4 for Mitt Romney. Press 5 for Mike Huckabee. Press 6 for other or none of the above. Press 7 to no longer receive these types of calls.
Thank you. The number we contacted you on will be removed from any future messaging lists. We apologize for any inconvenience this call may have caused. Goodbye.
That's just one of the many actual polls that go out to people. That's how these hucksters, these con artists, these scammers, that's all the government and the corporations that own it do. They're running frauds against us all. They do it on a million subjects. They laugh at us all the way to the bank. Shifting gears, you know, they have this stealth integration of Europe. There is a European Union, despite what some people want to say. It does exist. They say there's no North American Union being funded despite thousands of documents and statements and Fox and Canadian Prime Minister saying it and government officials in the U.S. saying it and official government white papers saying it. They just say it doesn't exist. Just like they said the EU didn't exist until it was too late. Well, England, for the last 8 years, they've always said they're going to have a public referendum, but then when the polls show 75, 85, 90%, depending on the referendum against it, they always pull it. Gordon Brown doesn't care. The face-scanning cameras, the riot police are in. You talk to people on the street. Police come up and ask you why you're talking to people. I mean, it's total Nazi Germany, total Soviet Union. I've been there. I've had it happen. It's all over the British news. They do this. First, Gordon Brown said a few weeks ago that he was not going to bring forward the treaty. Then he said he wasn't going to sign the European Union Constitution Expansion Treaty, bringing England more into it. First, they said it didn't exist. We have two articles up on PrisonPlanet.com today about this. And then now it turns out he's going to sign it, but not publicly. London Telegraph, Gordon Brown will sign EU treaty in private. Gordon Brown has announced that he will travel to Portugal to sign the controversial European Union Reform Treaty. Doubt has been thrown on Mr. Brown's attendance at the signing ceremony in Lisbon on Thursday because of his commitment to give evidence to high-ranking House of Commons committee that morning. Reports of his possible absence sparked criticism that Prime Minister was trying to disassociate himself from the EU plan. On a policy level, it would also have meant he missed negotiations between heads of state taking place on the sidelines of the ceremony. There's no negotiation going on. This was figured out a long time ago. And it goes on, and here in my stack, I printed it, but I don't see it. Was a story 4 days ago where the Brits were demonstrating and protesting and being told demonstrations aren't allowed now. It's freedom, just like Soviet Union, just like Russia today, or here, saying, hey, we want a right to vote on this. We don't want this. And they just say, we're not doing the treaty, don't worry, and now he's going to go sign it. They'll probably write news articles from the establishment writers saying this doesn't exist, you know. I mean, Americans on average are the dumbest out there in the world now with test scores and not knowing where their country is on a map. But Brits are a close second. They're dumb as dirt on average. They don't know anything. So they know enough, though, to say, hey, we don't want that. And the government just says, hey, you know what? Shut up. Shut up. We got people with automatic weapons. We're building prisons everywhere. Shut up. Take your vaccines. Shut up. We rule. We dominate. We're the bosses. It's called tyranny. The way we wear black masks. We drive black armored vehicles. Shut up. You're going into the EU whether you come kicking or screaming or not. Shut up. It doesn't exist, trash. Bilderberg doesn't exist, but I'm the governor of Texas and I'm going. Ha ha ha! And I like Giuliani, I like mob bosses' sons, I like open borders promoters, because I'm a piece of trash.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.